کہ آپ میں سے اردو سمجھتا ہوں. بہت ہو رہے. اچھا کس میں سبق ہوں؟
انگریزی
میں. اچھا تو انشاءاللہ بائی وے آف انٹروڈکشن فرسٹ بفور وی اسٹارٹ وتھ ون سبق دا ریزن فار مائی کمنگ is to take the barakat of the Quran Sharif and to take your first barakat. You are students of deen, you are the caste of Allah and the caste of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All understand English?
Yes.
So to take your barakat inshallah, and also to make one appeal to myself and to you also, that to keep our connection with Quran Sharif every day of our life for the rest of our lives. And the method of doing that, first and foremost, is to make every day tilawat, to recite Quran Sharif. The minimum, this is the minimum for a person who's not a hafiz, to read one supara a day. And a person who's a hafiz, who's not a hafiz, quarter supara, that is, as alims, as students of deen. For ordinary people, at least 4 or 5 pages, so at least we can make one khatam during the year. That is the minimum connection that we should have with Quran Sharif. But more than that, which I desire from you, and which my ustad, our Shaykh al-Hadith of Tioban, Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, gave me advice that every day make some tarjuma of Quran Sharif for the people. Dars-e-Quran. And the best for that is after Fajr. Every day after Fajr, 2-3 ayats, you study it yourself at night, and then you give dars of it. Not less than 5 minutes, not more than 7 minutes, more or less. Between 5 and 7 minutes. Then people don't get tired also. And in this way we'll have a very good and strong relationship and connection with the Quran Sharif, and it will help us with our mutala also very much. We should be making much more mutala than that, but if we are not teaching in a Darul Uloom, for example, we are imam, or even if we are not the imam, at least do so much. If we can't do it every day after Fajr, then try and do it after any other namaz what the people are prepared for. For example, after Maghrib, after Isha, what is easy for the people. But don't interfere with Kitab Ta'aleem. Kitab Ta'aleem that is taking place, let that take place on its time. Don't interfere with that. If it's at that time, then after that you can have your Quran Sharif Tarjuma, and whoever wants to sit can sit. If you can't do it every day, then do it twice a week, thrice a week, whatever is possible. If it's not possible in the masjid for any reason, then do it at home, and or in a classroom, or somewhere at the back of the masjid. And let the people know that we're having Quran Sharif Dars, and whoever wishes to come can come. If you can't have it in the masjid classroom by the masjid, or something, have it at home. And invite your neighbors, your friends, etc., your family members, tell them certain day or every day this time we have Quran Sharif Dars for a short while. If it's every day, do it 5 to 7 minutes. If it's once a week, then do it about 30 minutes, 3/4 hour. If it's 2-3 times a week, do it about 15 minutes or so. So then invite the people. And if that also is not possible at home, then at least on your own, you see 2-3 ayats every day. Study it. And if you will do this, you will see you will get great, great benefit, inshallah, from the Quran Sharif. So all of us make that intention, inshallah. Inshallah. Open your kitabs and somebody read the ayat. What page is it?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا.
Some part I forgot to explain, that when you do this, when you do the tarjuma, and that is one of the reason why I have come, and to try and give you this one sabak, to give you an example of how to do the dars in the public. Yeah, you people are doing dars in the madrasa by the ustad, and just like in the sabak, first of all, you get the meanings of every word, qada, Allah ta'budu, al-walidain, all the meanings of the words you are getting. And then your ustads are also explaining to you, not in complete detail, but generally, whether it's a ism, whether it's a fa'l, whether it's a harf. If it's a ism, what kind of a ism is it? If it's a jumla, is it jumla ismiya, jumla fa'liya, insha'iya? If it's a fa'l, which bab is it? All that details. Now, of course, I'm sure you people also understand that you can't tell the public all that. Here in the class, that you have to know that. Like one place we went, and they were doing masalas. And the alim, he was a mufti who was doing it, and he was doing it from Fatawa Shamiya. Now, for the public to do from Fatawa Shamiya, it doesn't click. That is for the muftis to do. But for the public, from Ta'alimul Haq, for example, Ta'alimul Islam, straightforward masala, without all the ikhtilafat and all that. Now, just like that, in the public, how must you do the tafsir? That briefly I wish to explain. The one thing is, you must make mutala first yourself. And when you will study it, most probably at night. So you will know, you study it in such a way that you know you have to repeat it the next morning. So it won't be just reading, but it will be proper studying, and you'll be putting it in your mind. So you'll benefit a lot. The next morning you'll go and repeat it there. So you will benefit that, like takrar you will be making amongst the people. So you will benefit tremendously there also. And then, in order to understand any ayat of the Quran, what is very important is the shan in nuzul. Anyone know what is the meaning of shan in nuzul? The occasion when the ayat was revealed. Why did Allah reveal that ayat? In order to understand the proper meaning, you have to know that. So when you will study the tafsir, you will study the kitab, and the best kitab to study, in my opinion, easiest, is Ma'ariful Quran. Either of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, or either of Maulana Idris Kandelwi Rahmatullah Ali. Or one time, you can finish with Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's tafsir, next time you do Mufti Maulana Idris Kandelwi Rahmatullah Ali. Or you can study Ibn Kasir, or any other kitab. There are plenty of tafsir kitabs. The one that you would like, you can study that and you can do. Or if you have got more time and more short and interest, you can study 2-3 kitabs also. You can go through them. You will benefit. The more you will go through, the more you will benefit. So one is to understand the occasion why this ayat was revealed. The second thing is to understand the connection, rabt, connection between ayats and between surahs also. Like for example, Surah Fatiha, the first surah we read in every namaz, in every rakat we also read. And we read in Surah Fatiha, Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. Now the connection with Surah Fatiha and the next surah, Surah Baqarah, is there you ask, show us the straight path. In other words, give us, show us the path, show us the road towards you, towards Jannat. So yeah, Allah is giving it to you. ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is this kitab, this is the directions which you are asking for, and there are no doubt in these directions. They are 100% correct. And they are the directions for the muttaqeen, those who want to reach Allah Ta'ala and want to please Allah Ta'ala. A person can live his life and live and die in one of three ways. May Allah save us all from the one, the ways of the non-believers. The other two ways is the way of the muttaqeen. And the other way, the third way, is the mudhnibeen, the sinners. They have got iman, but they have committed great sin, and they haven't made tawbah also. If you make tawbah, then you will be also counted amongst the muttaqeen. Then all three of these have got different stages. The kuffar, they are those who are just non-believers, but they don't oppose Islam, they don't fight against Islam, they don't make propaganda against Islam, etc. And some of them, they believe in Allah, mushriks, they are like Christians, etc. They believe in three gods, etc. Some are atheists who don't believe in no God, they don't believe in Allah, etc. at all. So all, and some of them are good people, but their beliefs are not right. And some of them, their beliefs are not right, and they are bad people also, they do a lot of wrong things also. Just like that, the muttaqeen, there are a lot of stages amongst them also. You get the awliya, and amongst the awliya also you get different stages. Amongst the believers also. Then amongst the mudhnibeen, the sinners, there are also a lot of stages amongst them. So according to, yeah, now Allah Ta'ala said, there's the kitab, hudal lil muttaqeen, or the muttaqeen. Those people who will be in the first class. And in the first class also there will be categories. So you asked for it in Surah Fatiha, Allah gave it in Surah Baqarah for the rest. In Surah Fatiha, you asked Allah Ta'ala, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, not the way of the Jews. So Allah said, what is the way of the Jews which you said you don't want to follow that way? Surah Baqarah, the first half of Surah Baqarah, تَلَّيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. Till there is all about Bani Israel, about them, about the Jews. So you ask, you don't want to follow their way? So Allah said, these are all their ways, so don't follow that way. And then you asked also, walad dhalin, that is the Christians. And the next surah after Surah Baqarah is Ali Imran. So Ali Imran is basically the surah about the Christian people, all that. So you didn't want the wrong path, you wanted the straight path. And what is the surah after Ali Imran? Nisa. Nisa is woman. And many people go astray because of woman. So Allah said, they be careful about that. Allah gave those regulations. After surah Nisa is Ma'idah. Ma'idah is Dasturkhan, food. Many people go astray because of food also. Okay, so Allah said, be careful about that also. After Ma'idah is? An'am. An'am is? Animals. Okay? And in our time, this animals transport. So vehicles. Having all types of vehicles, etc. That you want a posh dress, or you want a posh, or whatever else you want, all that you want, so all that. So you see the connection right through in the whole Quran. In ayats also, there is all connection. Try and understand the connection. So if you will explain, like for example, if somebody is giving a bayan, one sentence is giving from this side, one from that side, one from the other side, no connection, then what will you see? People will, you'll see one person get up, he'll go away. Another person will get up. You say, what's happening here? No connection in the whole thing. So like that, if we also don't show the connection is there. Like I showed you about the surahs, the connection. Now if you explain the people, you'll get the interest. But if you don't show the connection, then the people lose interest. Just like that, the surat's connection, and then the ayat's connection also. And for that, you have to make some effort. And then try and find out, try and see the connection which is there. Then you will see, inshallah, that how much the people will have interest. Then again, every ayat, though it was revealed for a special occasion, the Shan-e-Nuzul. But the meaning of the ayat is not confined to that one time. It is still the day of Qiyamah for all people throughout the world, everywhere. It applies to everyone. So try your best to try and see what is the usul, what is the principle in that ayat. And then try and explain it to the people, let them understand. Like an ayat, for example, was revealed about the Battle of Badr, for example. Now it was revealed particularly for that occasion, for the Battle of Badr. To understand the real proper meaning of the ayat, you'll have to know why, when that ayat was revealed. But in that ayat, there is a principle, for example, which is for all people till the day of Qiyamah, which is for our deen also, which is for our dunya also, which is for our personal life, our community life also. So that principle which is in there, try and understand that also. And in this way, if you will explain to people, you'll see people, you will have lot of interest, and people will also have lot of interest. Anything else, Malik? Jee. So here now, we will do this sabah briefly. Hikmatul Qur'an, the wisdom of the Qur'an Sharif. Qur'an ki hakimana ta'alimat, the teachings of wisdom of the Qur'an Sharif. So you can see here, and also understand this one point, that the whole of our deen has been taught by the Qur'an Sharif. That's the basic kitab. And the explanation of the Qur'an Sharif is the Hadith Sharif. And the explanation of the Qur'an and Hadith, then is the fiqh, the masalas, etc., all the other things. Then we learn, in order to understand Qur'an, Hadith, we have to learn Arabic language, because it's in Arabic. For that we have to learn grammar, sarf, nahwa, logat, adab, etc. Then we will be able to understand Qur'an and Hadith properly. So all the teachings of the Qur'an Sharif, without any doubt whatsoever, and without any reservation, whatever good there is in the world is the teachings of the Qur'an Sharif. Even if we think it is from the Western world, they took it from the Qur'an Sharif. For example, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam used to do business. They were big business people. And they were the main business people in the world at that time. But they shouldn't weigh properly. They were not sincere in their business principles. The Qur'an came and taught us proper, that you must weigh properly, you must measure properly, you make a promise you're going to pay, you must pay on that time, you make a promise you're going to deliver, you must deliver on your time. All this, what is the business principles today, which people go and learn in universities, and which are the correct business principles, not the ones that have to do with interest and all that. The correct business principles are all from the Qur'an Sharif. Take for example the condition of woman, what woman's condition was before Islam, how a mother was treated, how a girl used to be buried alive, all these things used to take place. This was common in the world, not only in Arabia. In the world it was. Islam came and Islam abolished that and gave woman the position of that Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. That is, make their khidmat, make them happy. The position of parents, the world didn't know. Whatever good days in the world, Islam taught it. All the religions taught it. But after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, roughly about 600 years or so had passed, and all the teachings of Allah Ta'ala were lost in the world. So much so that Hazrat Salman Farisi, rahmatullahi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came and he wanted to know the straight path. One priest told him, now there is nobody in the world to show you the straight path. If you want the straight path, go to Yathrib, which was the old name of Medina Sharif. There the final Nabi will come. Follow him, he will show you the straight path. So all how to live properly, like for example, Lika, how common it was in all the people. Until today in the West, how it is. Womanizing, it was so common. And how common it is still in so many. Who stopped all this? Who taught the correct way of life? It was just the Quran Sharif. So this is the Hakimana Ta'aleem, the teachings of great wisdom of the Quran Sharif. Amongst them all is this ayat here also. So these are the great teachings of wisdom. Now here in the kitab, the meanings of the words of the ayat have been explained. New words that have come which are in this ayat. Qadha hukam karchuka. That means, one is a judgment. And one is like Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will make qadha. That Allah has already made a decision. Allah has made judgment already. It is like, for example, there is a court case. So the one side, they have got a complaint against the other side. And the court case takes place. So after hearing both sides of the whatever has happened, at the end, the judge, he will say that I will make my judgment after 3 weeks, after 2 weeks or whatsoever. Then he will study all the evidence that was given. And after that, according to the law, he will then make a judgment. So Allah has made a judgment. So it is as though children complain that our parents are not fulfilling our rights. So Allah, after hearing, so to say, the complaints of the children, and Allah heard the side of the parents, then Allah made a judgment. What is the final judgment? That what should be done? I hear your story, like husband and wife, they have a fight, they go to some Maulana or to somebody. The wife tells her story, the husband tells his story. But Maulana hears both sides, and then he makes a decision between the two. To partners in a business, all like that. Now like children and parents, for example, it isn't like that. But just to make us understand that, for example, they had an argument with their parents. Then Allah made a decision that after hearing all your complaints, what you have got to say about your parents, everything. But this is the final decision. So Allah made a judgment. Allah ta'budu. One of the judgments of Allah, ye ke na ibadat karo. Do not worship. That you should not worship. Al-walidain. The next words, these are just words, there's not the meaning of the ayat. Al-walidain, maaba, parents. And this is used in Urdu also. Walidain is used in Urdu also. It's an Arabic word. Allah Ta'ala commanded with ihsana, bhalai karo, do good. There are three stages here again. One is adal, justice, that you are fair to one another. Somebody did a favor to you, you did a favor to the person. Somebody harmed you, you harmed the person. You take revenge, justly, the same amount you do. One is zulam. So nobody did you anything wrong, you do wrong to the person. Or somebody did wrong to you, and you do more wrong to the person. That is also zulam. And ihsan is, somebody did wrong to you, you do good to the person. That is ihsan. You understand the three stages? One is of adl, justice, fairness. That somebody is good to you, you good to them. Others, somebody is bad to you, or somebody is good to you, you are bad to them. That is zulam. Or somebody did bad to you, you do more bad to them. That is zulam. And ihsan, somebody did bad to you, or didn't do you anything, but you do a favor to that person. That is ihsana. Bhalai karo, ihsan karo. Imma yablughanna, agar pawns jave, if they reach, that is, if they reach, and from the ayat we will see, that is, when if they reach old age. Imma yablughanna al-kibar burhapeku, if they reach old age, at that time particularly. In other words, when your parents reach old age, then this is that command of ihsan, particularly at that time. It doesn't mean only when they become old, then you will be good to them. When they are young, you be bad to them. No, all the time you must be good. But more particularly, when they reach old age, then you must be more good to them. La tanharhuma majhirak inko. Do not be harsh to them. Do not use words of harshness. Do not say anything which is harsh. Do not act in a way that is harsh. Like you say, Ahmed, or you pull your face, you pull up your face, you are cross. Don't do that. Especially when they are old. And also remember, in the old age, then they also become a bit more edgy. They become cross on small, small things. But your command here is you don't treat them in the same way. You treat them with kindness. You treat them with goodness. And wakhfid, ikhfid, shukadu, lower. What does ikhfid mean? Khafada. To lower. Like the wing, a bird lowers its wings. Or like your shoulders, like a proud person, you stand up with your shoulders like that. Wakhfid, you are humble, you lower your shoulders. So lower yourself, humble yourself, in other words. Janah al-dhul, ajizi ka kanda. Janah is actually wing. Dhul, ajizi, humbleness. Your wing of humbleness. In other words, your shoulders, don't be like in front of your parents or in front of any person also, but particularly your parents. And particularly when they are old, then don't stand like I'm a big shot here. You're a young man, you're 25, 30 years old. Your father is 80 years old. The poor man can't get up from bed also. He can't do anything. So don't have like a haughty attitude that you order him around or something. No, but in front of them, especially when they are that age, old age, then more you humble yourself. You lower your shoulders, you humble yourself. Rabbayani, there is a dua. Pala undono ne muchko. Rabbayani. Rabba is the singular. Rabba tathniya. Rabbayani. That the two of them who brought me up. Think of the time when you were a small baby and you could do nothing for yourself. You couldn't even tell them that my stomach is sore, my ears are sore. Like for example, one mother, the child was crying a lot. So the mother was thinking the child got stomach pain. And the mother is giving the child a whole lot of Panado to drink. In the meantime, the shoes were too tight. The child was kicking its legs. So usually when you kick your legs, it's when your stomach is paining. A small child who can't talk. So the mother was thinking that his child got stomach pain. But it wasn't stomach pain, so the poor child cannot speak. And how the parents stay awake at night. Many children, for example, by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they go to sleep. Till 12 o'clock at night. Then 12 o'clock they get up. Then they are fresh, they want to play. And the mother, she had the whole day's work. She only went and sleep at 10, 11 o'clock. So she hardly slept. And there the child is awake now. And the child wants attention. And the child wants that you must play. So how they looked after you, kama rabbayani, when you were small. And rabba, ihtarim is an Arabic saying. Ihtarim abaka li'annahu rabbaka. Respect your father and your mother also. Li'annahu rabbaka, because they made your tarbiyah. They made you grow up. The real Murabbi Haqiqi is only Allah Ta'ala. Parents just try their best. They don't know whether the poor child's his head is sore, stomach is sore, or what is wrong with the child. When the child cries, they try everything. They think the child got cramps, the child got this, but they don't know exactly. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. But how they brought you up, you now, in the same way you treat them when they have become like babies now. When they are in that old age, they are like babies now. So you treat them in that way. Saghira, chota. Like when you were small, Rabbayani, saghira. When you were a small baby. A'alamu, ziyada janne wada. Isme? Tabzir. Ek mard, ziyada janne wada. So, the meaning of a'alamu. Fi nufusikum, tumhare dilo mein. What is in your hearts? Fi mein. Nufusikum. What is the tarkib of nufusikum? MashaAllah. Mudaf mudaf ilay. And kum, what zamir? MashaAllah. Lil awwabin. Awwabin is another word for tawwabin. Jo ziyada tawba karne wale. So those are the meanings of the words which have come. Now the ayat waqadha rabbuka, or faisle kar chuke tumhare rab, or qadha hukam kar chuka tumhara rab. As I explained, like it is, so to say. There was a court case between parents and children, and then Allah heard both sides. There was nothing like that. It is just Allah's hukam without that, but just for us to understand. So after all the complaints, many children got complaints. One time one student came to me in the office and he told me, my problem is that my parents don't listen to me. Now must the children listen to the parents, or must parents listen to children? But today is upside down. We say that the parents, they don't want to listen to us, whereas we should be listening to our parents. So Allah Ta'ala has made a decision that Allah ta'budu illa iya. Do not worship besides only Allah Ta'ala. That is the first and the most important command of all religions, of our deen Islam, of La ilaha illallah, the basis of our deen. And from here we can understand that together with that, Allah Ta'ala joined وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and be kind to your parents. So this shows that how important it is that you should be good to your parents. That with tawheed, which is so important, which is the fundamental duty, tawheed, together with that Allah joined the importance of not only being good to parents, but that you must be kind. Even if in your opinion they are making zulam on you, they are not treating you well in your opinion, but your duty is that you must be kind to them. And the other is that tawheed is the most important. And if your parents, for example, they tell you something against Islam, they tell you don't get up for Fajr, for example, don't wear kurta. Many parents tell their children like that, especially during the holidays. Don't wear this kind of clothes, Islamic clothes, wear other clothes. Or some cases where parents are non-Muslims, and they command the children that they must give up Islam. So they only worship Allah. And the command of following your parents is after that. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'asiyatillah. That you must not allow to follow any creation in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's obedience is first and most important. So qada rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyah. And then after that, wa bil walidaini ihsana. With your parents. And yeah, Allah did not say that if your parents are Muslims, then you must treat them well. Even if they are non-Muslims. But yeah, the difference is that if they are non-Muslims, you must treat them well, be good to them. But if they tell you that don't follow Islam, don't go to masjid, etc., in that you don't listen to them. So there is a difference between the two. So that is Allah's command. Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. Imma yablughanna, agar pounj jave, if they happen to reach by you, that is, you are present, you are by them, kibara, burhape, old age, ahaduhuma, one of them, aw kilahuma, or both of them. If one of them reaches old age, or both of them reach old age, then, and this doesn't mean that only when they reach old age, but it is for all times. But particularly, when they reach old age, even more, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say the word أُفْ in front of them. That is just according to the Arabs and their language. But in our language, for example, we say أَخْ, or we say أَخْ, or anything like that. What your parents tell you, don't even say any word that will hurt them, that will make them upset. And we should all think to ourselves how we treat our parents. Hey, when they tell us to do things which we don't like, we want something, we want a cell phone, they don't want to give it to us, we want something else, some funny clothing, they don't want to give it to us, then how do we treat our parents? We should think of that, eh? That the Quran Sharif's command is that we should not even say uff. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا أَرْمَتْ جِرْكُوْ إِنْكُوْ. And do not be harsh to them in any way. Do not shout to them. Do not be harsh to them. Don't just turn your back and you turn away and you walk away from them. You show them that you are cross. Don't do that. But opposite to that, what you should do, وَبِالْوَالِدِينَ إِحْسَانًا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Say to them words, قَوْلًا, words, كَرِيمًا, of kindness. Say to them words of kindness. Even if they have told you something which perhaps at that time they were not right in their mind or something, they are old now, but then don't you try and take out fault. Don't you become like a big mufti and you lecture them, etc. But in a nice way, kind way, you try and tell them what is the right thing. And at the same time, waqfid, when you do tell them anything, you tell them qawlan kareema, you must say it in this condition, waqfid lahuma janah al-dhulli min al-rahma, and lower for both of them your wings, your shoulders of humility, of mercy. In other words, show total mercy towards them. Do not show any harshness. Do not show that you're unhappy, but show total mercy and kindness. As I said, don't be not adl, justice, not zulam, but ihsana. That is that ihsan. And at the same time, make dua for them also. وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا, and say, O Allah, have mercy upon them. Make dua for them. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, as they had made my tarbiyat, as they had grew me up, as they bred me, as they nurtured me when I was a small little child. And remember also very greatly, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. That is Allah's command. Now, don't just make an outward show of kindness to your parents, but make it from your heart. And this is really, we have to bring Islamic teachings into our lives. Today, commonly we find that old parents, they are just dumped in the old age homes. Eh? Just like a fowl run, where fowls are kept, parents are gone, and they are dumped there. But don't do that. But Allah knows what is in your heart. And from your heart, you must show kindness and goodness towards your parents. إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ, if you are good, if you are amongst the صَالِحِينَ, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا, then Allah Ta'ala is always very forgiving for those people who make tawbah. In other words, if your niyat is correct in your heart, you want to be good to your parents, But you are a human being. Sometimes you do make mistakes. You do get cross. So when that happens, then, but in your heart, your niyat is good. Allah Ta'ala will be there to forgive you. The example of this is, like you want to go from here to Johannesburg, but you took the road to Randfontein, opposite direction. And you are speeding up also. And you get no puncture, you don't run out of petrol also. But the more you are traveling, the faster you are going in the wrong direction. But if you want to go to Rudiput, you want to go to Joburg, the opposite direction. Now you are going in the right direction. If you punch, get a puncture also, or you run out of petrol also, somebody help you, but you'll be you on the right road. And you can be going slowly, slowly, but you are on the right road. So if you are, if you in your heart, your niyat is correct, that I want to be good to my parents, and you do get punctured, you make a mistake sometime, you run out of petrol, you do something which is wrong, Allah will forgive you. But in your heart, your niyat is not good. You don't want to be good to your parents. You are not kind to them. And you are going in the wrong direction, then that is a serious matter. But if you are going in the right direction and you do make mistakes, awwalun nas, first of mankind, kullu bani adam khata'un, all of bani adam, we do make mistakes. But if you are on the right road, once you get help, you are going to go front and you are going to reach your direction. So Allah knows what is in your heart, whether you are on the right road to have, to be kind to your parents or not. Now the explanation of the ayat. Parwardigar ka ye hukam hai ke sirf usi ki ibadat karo. Allah Ta'ala's command is that you must only worship Allah Ta'ala. And ibadat also, we must understand that ibadat is not only namaz, roza, zakat and hajj, but our aqaid also. We must believe that Allah alone is the creator. Nobody else creates. And today we think that mankind, that they are making all types of things, all the farming, the produce, the farmers are producing it, the factories are making things, these people are making our houses, those people are making our cars, those people are doing that. The real doer is only Allah Ta'ala. That yaqeen must be in our heart. This is all just a front. But behind it all is Allah alone. So that is Allah's command. And we must have tawheed, oneness of Allah, in the zaat of Allah, in the being of Allah, that Allah, there is only one Allah. That alhamdulillah we all believe there is only one Allah. But we must also believe that the sifat, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, that how Allah is Rahman, how Allah is Rahim, how Allah is Khaliq, the Creator, how Allah Ta'ala is Shafi, the one who gives Shifa, how Allah is Razzaq, nobody else. This all outward things that we see. Our parents feed us, they give us food, it's all outwardly. But behind it all is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is one and alone in His af'al, in His actions also. Allah doesn't need a Nabi also for hidayat. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah alone is the giver of hidayat. Everything. So all that Allah is commanded, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Only worship Allah Ta'ala. And then after that, the next command which Allah has given here in this ayat is that usi ki ibadat karo aur maabaap ki ibadat nahi. Do not worship your parents. That is, if they tell you to do something which is against the commands of Allah, then follow Allah's command. Whether you are, your parents are Muslims and they tell you don't get up for Fajr, for example, don't dress Islamically, that time follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Balki unke saath achha suluk karo. But with your parents, treat them in a kind way. Not a way of justice also. Zulam is out of the question, but a way of kindness, as I have explained already. Burhe maabaab ke saath bad suluki to bahut buri baat hai. with all parents, to treat them in a bad way is very, very bad. That all parents, that you treat them in a bad way is very bad. Even when they are young, then also don't treat them in a bad way. And if they are old, that is even worse. Unki kisi baat par uff bhi mat kaho. Don't on anything, when they are young or they are old, don't even say, ah, uff, or anything like that. Be kind to you and be good to your parents. Aur na kisi baat mein jhirko, and do not be harsh to them. What is another word for jhirko, Mani Musa? Reprimand. Don't reprimand them. Your parents have to reprimand you, but you don't reprimand your parents, eh? Balki unse adab ke saath baat karo, but speak with respect to your parents. Aur unki khidmat wa aaram ke liye aajizi ke saath hazir raho. And all the time, in order to serve them and to let them have comfort, so that they are happy, they have comfort. All the time for that, be present yourself with humility and humbleness in front of them. Don't shout at them, don't get cross at them, etc. Many of us, we must be knowing on the phone when we speak, how we speak to them, when they don't give us what we want, etc. We show we are cross, etc. All that we should not be doing. Saath hi ye dua bhi karte raho. And be so good to them that from your heart you are making this dua also all the time. Ke jaise mere baabaap ne bachpan aur kamzori ke zamane mein, like my parents when I was a young child and I was weak and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even say I am hungry. I couldn't say I'm thirsty. I couldn't say I want this. This is paining. That is paining. I'm feeling hot. Sometimes you wrap up the child so much and the poor child is feeling hot. The child can't say anything. Sometimes you haven't wrapped the child. It's cold. The child can't say, I'm feeling cold. Cover me up. The child, but how you look after the children. Like that, how they looked after you when you were small. Mujhe nihayat pyar se paala. They looked after me with great, great love. Pala posa. They looked after me. There's one word, pala posa. They looked after me with great love and with kindness. Oh Allah, in the same way, ye parwardigar, un par tu bhi raham farma. You also show kindness to them. If your parents are living, then also. And if they have passed away, then also make dua for them. That Allah shows mercy to them in their qabr and have mercy upon them. And if they are living, you be good to them also and you make this dua also for them. Aur unhe acha aur khush rakh. And oh Allah, keep my parents in a good way and keep them happy. That dua also all the time a person should be making. That Allah a'alamu bima fi nufusikum. That in your heart you should desire this. And the real doer is only Allah Ta'ala. So do it only by make the dua that Ya Allah, you be good to my parents, you be kind to them, give them good health, etc. That is what you should be making dua from your heart. And what you can do yourself for them, do as much as you can for them. Tumhara parwardigar, tumhari dilo ki har baat khub janta hai. Your creator, your parwardigar, your Rabb who has created you, nourishes you, and looks after you. He knows everything. What you talk also he knows. What is in your heart also you know. He knows. What is in your mind, that also Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows properly. Har baat ko khub janta hai. Every word he knows. Tum agar neki karte rahoge, in takunu salihin. If you are on the right path and you want to be good to them, with your heart also and with your actions also, as much as you can, you try your best. Aur Allah ki taraf rujoo rahoge, and you will make tawbah to Allah for all your shortcomings. Because nobody can be perfect. Everyone tries, must try his best. Nobody can be perfect. What mistakes we have made, we ask for forgiveness. And we make dua, and we try our best not to repeat any of those mistakes. To yaqeenan bakhshe jaoge. then surely Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. If in your heart it is that I must ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. And you will make mistakes also. Allah knows you are going to make mistakes. You are weak, but you really want to, your niyat is good, but you made mistakes, Allah will forgive you. Kyunki wo bara bakhshne wala hai. Because Allah Ta'ala forgives in great, great abundance. Allah Ta'ala forgives kyunki wo bara bakhshne wala hai. Allah Ta'ala is غفور غفور فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا غفورا is اسمين تفزير very very great forgiving is Allah Ta'ala. Allah is غافر also, Allah forgives sins. More than that, Allah is غفار also. You checked up on that, Musa?
Look,
wait,
ask my Imran, see, he remembered the same thing.
Allah Ta'ala more ghafir, Allah is forgiving. Ghaffar, very great forgiver. And ghafur, extremely great forgiver. And Allah Ta'ala is ghafurur rahim. And Allah is ghafurul wadud. When Allah forgives, He doesn't just forgive, but then He showers His rahmat and mercy also. And when Allah forgives, then Allah Ta'ala, He forgives because He loves His creation. So we must be on the right path. So the summary of the ayat is, we should be making only Allah's ibadat. That is the highest command. After that, Allah has given the command that look after your parents. And the method of looking after them in detail. And have your niyat from your heart properly. And if you do slip up or something, make tawbah. Allah will be there to forgive you. Understood? Then we make dua at the end. This is our one sabak. And this dua I will teach you. And I will make this dua. Five duas which I've learned from our buzurgs. And by the barakat of our buzurgs, five duas which Allah Ta'ala has given. And that is the dua we are making to end also. First of all is of course that we must praise Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Durood Sharif wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. More than that, whatever durood. Then the five duas which I would like to mention and which we should try and do after every amal of ours. After sabaks also, after we read Quran Sharif also, we went in Jamaat, we went for Gersht. Any amal we do, try and make these five duas. The first one is Rabbana taqabbal minna. O Allah, accept from us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali in Ruhul Maani, where very big, a great Arabic tafsir, has explained that taqabbal is from the Baab Tafa'ul. And in the Baab Tafa'ul is the khasiyat, the special quality of takalluf. That in other words, simply it means that this amal of mine which I have made is not worthy of acceptance. Anything we do, we can't do it how we should have done it. Allah is so great, Allah's shan is so great, we can't redo it how we are supposed to. But oh Allah, out of your mercy and kindness, you accept from us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. You are the hearer of everything, you know what is in the hearts of everyone. Wa tub alayna. And whatever errors we have made in this amal of ours, make us maaf. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. You are the most forgiving, you are the most merciful. The second dua, ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah. Mawlana Idris Kandelwi rahmatullah alayhi has written in Ma'ariful Quran that whatever ni'mat Allah has given you, and you read these words which is in Surah Kahf, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, inshallah that ni'mat will remain with you. Or at least, MashaAllah, minimum. Any good, you see somebody, he gave a good answer to the ustad, somebody he spoke well, he knows his sabak well, say mashaAllah. Nazar won't fall on that person. And for your own ni'mat, deeni ni'mat, mashaAllah ala ni'matil Islam. Inshallah our Islam will remain intact. MashaAllah ala ni'matil Iman. Our Iman will remain intact. Allah gave us tawfiq of making five times namaz with jamaat. For that also say, MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. Allah will keep us pabund with our five times namaz. Whatever good we do, even dunya's ni'mats, good health, on that also say, MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. Our family, our parents, our houses we got, for whatever ni'mat, we always say, MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. The third dua is, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah, by whose barakat and whose tawfiq this good work has been done. So if you will read that dua, no matter how great work you do, and the whole world can praise you for it, but pride won't come in you. Because you are saying that I didn't do it, Allah, by your tawfiq it happened. You gave me tawfiq, that's why. You read Qiraat very well, you gave a very good bayan, everyone is praising you, but you say, Alhamdulillah, illadhi bihi tatimmu salihat. You came first in class, all are praising you for everything, you got 100%, but you say, Ya Allah, your fazal, that by your ni'mat. So pride won't come in a person. The third dua, the fourth dua, is dua of kafara of majlis. The dua of kafara of majlis, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نَشَدُوا la إِلَهِ إِلَّا أَنْتْ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. There is not the dua of end of kitab reading. There is a dua of kafara of majlis. Any majlis you have, read this dua. Two great benefits. Whatever deficiency there was in that amal, whatever weakness there was in that amal, it will be removed. And that amal will be made pure and clean. And the second is, a seal will be put on that amal, and it will remain for you on the day of Qiyamah. So try and read that dua. And the fifth dua is, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun, Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. A person who reads that dua, then no matter the smallest amal you did, but you read that dua, that amal, Allah will make it so big that on the day of Qiyamah, the scale that will be there to weigh the amal, it won't be big enough. It will be small. They'll have to order another scale. Another very big scale to weigh. Like, for example, to weigh gold. If anyone saw a jeweler weighing gold, he uses a small scale. And where they weigh coal or wood, they use a big scale. But yeah, it isn't that that the amal is cheap. That is like coal and wood compared to gold. The amal will be very valuable, but it will be made so big that the small scale won't be enough. The normal scale, a very big scale will have to be brought. So may Allah Ta'ala accept this du'as from our side also, for the sabak, for our learning, for everything. Try and remember, try and read these five du'as. Inshallah, they are very valuable. And at the end, that our Allah must accept from us. And we send durood and salawat on Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah accept from us, inshallah. Subhanallah.